From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. Columbia is now the first city in Missouri to ban conversion therapy on minors. During last night's city council meeting, several community members, psychologists, and LGBTQ group officials shared testimony on this therapy, which they've labeled as dangerous and traumatic. This is due to its negative outcomes, such as depression and suicide. The council voted unanimously to pass the ordinance. Mayor Brian Treese says it was the council's responsibility to help protect young people.
There's broad consensus in the medical and psychological communities that gender identity and sexual orientation are immutable traits that can't be cured or treated or repaired. And you know, I thought it was important that as a city, we send a loud and clear statement that Columbia's a medical destination, and for both healthcare providers and the families that bring their children here, we only provide competent care.
Mayor Treese says he's proud Columbia is the first city in the state to pass this ordinance and hopes it's not the last. The Justice Department is looking into a Missouri class action lawsuit accusing national real estate brokers of conspiring to charge excessive fees. A pair of Kansas City law firms sued major residential real estate brokerage companies this year on behalf of Missouri residents who have sold a house since April 2015. The Missouri suit is comparable to one filed in Illinois that some spectators have said could put the business model of residential real estate brokerages in jeopardy. The Columbia City Council plans to continue working to offset the city's declining revenue in the upcoming year. The council discussed its general priorities for the upcoming year at a work session yesterday before its regular meeting. Council members reached a general consensus to explore how much it would cost to hire an external auditor and talked about the potential for a use tax. Columbia has already been looking to hire an internal auditor since Carrie Bryce left the position in June. City Manager John Glasscock said the city has received two applications so far and that the deadline to apply is Friday. Still, the council discussed the merit of looking to private auditing firms for even more insight. After 6 years, the Special Olympics Missouri State Summer Games are coming back to Columbia. During a news conference yesterday, Special Olympics Missouri CEO Susan Stiegman announced the return of the three-day sports competition scheduled for June 5th through 7th of 2020. Stiegman also said the games will remain in Columbia through 2023. During the state summer games, more than 1,700 athletes and coaches will come together to participate in volleyball, soccer, swimming, powerlifting, and track and field competitions. The competitions will include a combination of traditional games, team skills, individual skills, and unified sports, where athletes with and without intellectual disabilities compete together. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.